Welcome, beautiful one, to the Manifesting New Moon Weekend here for May. This is a potent, highly magnetizing, energetic time to give intentions to your dreams of what's next. This power-packed new moon to create your May Manifesting New Moon ritual is a spiritual practice that naturally activates the alignment and connection to new creation. As we've moved into more of urban lifestyles, disconnection from nature, from earth, and if we're not even honoring the rhythmic synchronizing alignment of the moon, we can get out of sorts and out of sync easily. So this is why having a spiritual practice of checking in around the time of the new or the full moon can powerfully serve as a synchronizing power, current, stream, thread of connection to new creation and activating what's truly in the embodied alignment for you. So during this new moon, this is about speaking your desired dreams into creation. This is what's up for all of us right now. We are watching on an individual and a connective level, new creation happening. And you are an integral, important part of what's inside of your desired dreams to bring forth into creation. What is next for all of us? So you have an individual calling of how you want to be in alignment, showing up and creating and manifesting certain intentional desires that are integral in the integrity of you. You know, I often like to look at the word integrity because a lot of times we see it as just a way of, are we being honest, which it does play a part in that, but it's really about the self-honesty. When something is made of great integrity, that means it has stamina, it has strength, it has structure, it has posture to it, and it doesn't topple easy. And we are asked right now to renew that spirit with the truth that is an integrity of what's whispering a new cycle for you in your life. I love how Denzel Washington's quote, "True desire in the heart of anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's already yours." So right now, during this powerful time of manifesting, this is about embracing the intentions that are already imprinted within you. That is you living in alignment and in integrity with your own soul-inspired life. What is speaking to you with the whisper of inspiring intentions to create? Let it surface. This is not about a time of suppressing, denying, blocking, and finding reasons that it's out of your reach. This is a time of activating what has felt dormant and is now ready to come forth. But it's true to you. It's in the spirit of you. That's what inspiration is, in the spirit. That's why all that feels good to us naturally begins to get activated, and all the feel-good chemicals in our body, our well-being, lives in the inspiration that is true to you. Now, it doesn't mean that there isn't discipline, what I call the dig in, to create the new manifesting intentions that want to come forth. The dig in, it's the earth element where we bring those dreams into being. And this is what the new moon symbolizes as well. It's bringing into light out in the world and creating the structure, the routines, and the system to help bring it about. So the dig in, it's about discipline, devotional. That's what the D stands for. Inspired greatness is now. That's what the dig in stands for. It's that rooting it into the inspired action that's ready to come forth for you. And this is the time to do it. With the three main focuses for May, it's about conscious creation. Awareness is the powerful agent that we get to use for co-creation. This is what sets us apart to be creating from a place that isn't on an autopilot from our subconscious programming. This is a time to open that window, open that gap. So whatever has built your life predominantly to this point, there's been subconscious beliefs. There has been an autopilot of behaviors and interactions and orientation that you have been living from. And now is a time for a new transcending awareness of creation. And this begins to allow us to transcend the old grips of stagnation and suppression. And awareness is the key. Awareness is what allows us that opening so we can recognize it, make that alignment. So my question to you is, what is the conscious creation that is in alignment and in integrity for you of what wants to come next? Those inspiring intentions that support your dreams, that support the aim in which you're walking in the direction of your life. What's next for you? This is the time to call it forth. And you know what will begin to happen? Seemingly unexpected arrangement of time and space and movement will begin to get into alignment and support that which is next for you in your conscious creation. Because every time you give intention to that, you begin to repattern whatever has been the old stagnation, suppression from the subconscious that has been collected. So the full moon is really about releasing and recognize that, but that's not what we're going to focus on right now. This is the new moon, and it's like, what wants to come forth for you? As you come into alignment with what is next for you from the integrity, from the alignment, you naturally begin to outgrow and shed whatever has held you back. So the second focus is about strengthening that connection and clarity for the new. There is a truth as a whisper, as a direction, a knowing, a movement, an activation, a prompting, a transforming guided friend, your soul that drips with strength little by little in steps that build that stamina. I call that soul stamina, the steps that keep you on the path that's right for you and in alignment that is unfolding already in your blueprint for your life to keep reaching for the light of your dreams. So this beautiful opportunity is about getting inside that strengthening connection and clarity. Because as you move inside that, you naturally begin to shift and reshape for the new crossroads. That is the third focus that wants to emerge. It's popping up all over for everyone. New intentions are informing the future. And we need you. And we need your heartfelt, true intentions. Your inspired intentions of creations and dreams are needed right now. Everything is reshaping for new crossroads ahead. You will be feeling it strongly over the next few months coming into shape. So it's going to be important for you to have an open channel to what it means for you to write it right. Pen to paper, antenna to God, source, the universe, your clear channel of conscious creation, of what wants to shift, reshape, and open up a new road that lives inside your hopes and intentions and dreams. Let your next becoming shine through to the light. This is where on the new moon, when you light your candle, you say become, because that's a power-packed word that comes from the source of you, the being of you, the human being inside of you, the being, the soul-inspired self that's inside of you. And you call it forth, become. come forth. That's why speaking those words out loud, when you're clear on your inspired intentions and you light the candle, you're pulling in the elements of the fire, of the alignment, of nature, of earth, of your inspiration. I always talk about how there's the four elements to powerfully manifest your intentions with. The first is getting inside the inspiration. That's being inside your alignment, your well-being. What are you inspired to create right now? That is the fire element. We are wired to be inspired. Inspire the fire within you. That's the heat. That's the activation. Secondly, is the air element. That is your faith. That is your focus. That's what reverberates a frequency of what's next for you. And to stay in that frequency of faith and focused, to allow it to become. And it flames the fire. And then next is nourish it with the new abilities that are called forth for you. That is the water element. We must water and nourish and grow these abilities as we expand into what's new to grow and become with intentions and dreams in our life. And when we connect it to the earth element, which is our rituals, rhythm, routine, systems, structure, we ground it. I always say the fastest way to change a habit is just create a new ritual or routine, because our habits will reconfigure themselves into that ritual. It takes courageous confidence to live inside of your true inspired dreams and intentions that are on the edge, your growing edge of new creation. This is why I'm including in here the courageous confidence meditation as a supported meditation that you can use this weekend and over the next few days to be inside of your heart, because that's what courage stands for in its true form, is a place of the heart. And if you want a template on what's important for this May new moon, on how you can create and set your intentions out to the world, is I call it the Empower 11 way. It's where you take a sheet of paper and on one side you write down all that you need to create and come forth in your life, and you may not know the how. And then you write parallel next to it on the other side of the sheet what you are going to grow and do to support it. And you just go down the line for every intention of creation that you can be in alignment with, the oneness. That's why I call it the Empower 11 way. It's getting in the power of the inside and the outside to resonate together in that alignment, which is all that this new moon is about. And then allowing yourself to show up with your inspired, courageous confidence to step into it. This is a new inspiration collection that I'm going to be working on in the next 30 days to make available to you, because at the core of it, when we can connect to our courageous confidence, we can step into, dig in, be devotionally inspired to our greatness that is now, to live the soul-inspired life. What's true to your soul and in alignment that we need now more than ever for you to be showing up with your truest soul-inspired self. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.